Would you like to remain anonymous?
No.
Can I have your first and last name?
Nathan Shank.
Male or female?
Male.
How old are you?
20.
What's your ethnicity?
White.
Okay. So how do you think COVID affected you while you were in college?
I think just from a learning perspective, going on Zoom was harder than most things, just because it was a different way of teaching and it was a different way in which that you need to like keep up with your work and stuff like that at home when you're not really used to working at home all that much on schoolwork.
Did COVID impact your grades negatively or positively?
So the first semester it was kind of negative. My grades dropped a little bit just because there's a lot of stuff going on, but in future semesters, the next two, my grades got back up to where they usually are just because I got used to working at home.
How did COVID affect your financial status? Were you working? Were you out of work?
Yeah, I lost my job because of COVID, so
I didn't
have that income. No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. But that was hard, but I guess it wasn't that bad because you couldn't go out and do anything. So.
How did it impact your mental health being you lost your job and you weren't doing that great?
Yeah, it was a struggle there for a while just because we couldn't go outside, nothing to really do, and just things weren't great. So, yeah, it was more stressful for sure.
Okay, so how did COVID impact your family? Like, was there any negative effects? Did your family, did you end up getting COVID? Like, how did that go?
None of my family got COVID, which was lucky, but it was weird because we do have a close family, so not seeing each other was harder to do, but no one got sick, so we were lucky in that regard.
Would you say that you and your family took proper precautions, or you're more skeptical of it?
No, we took proper precautions because we just didn't want anybody to get sick.
Even though this is a little controversial, how did you feel about the vaccine mandate in order for students to come back to school? Did you feel like it was justifiable? Did you feel like it was unfair to certain students because of religious reasons?
I thought it was justifiable just because it's a lot of kids in one room and you're kind of closed off, so you don't want to have a spreading event and then have a lot of kids die because of that.
Okay.
But I do think that religious exemption should be taken into consideration because that has to do with somebody's culture and not really anything they can do about it.
Do you think UB did their best with the social did you think UB took the proper precautions and was fair about a lot of things?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, the masking and having the vaccine made you feel comfortable, and I thought they did a good job doing that.
Okay, so in all, do you think it was, do you view UB in a positive or negative light when it comes to COVID and how they handled things and conducted themselves?
I look at it as positive because I think spring of 2021, a lot of campuses went back and then had to go back to remote, and we kind of just stayed remote until vaccines could be more readily available. So I feel like they did a good job planning that out.
And would you say things are back to normal?
As much as they can be after a pandemic, I think so, yeah.
And do you think that UB is prepared to handle it if it was to take place again?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like everybody would make an easy transition back to online learning. Even though nobody really wants to, I think it would be easier the second time around if it needed to happen.
Okay. Well, thank you.